be blessed. Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them. And he said, verse 26, "If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought unto the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee." I want you to repeat after me this morning. Say, "I am the Lord that healeth thee." God is letting us know today that ultimately he is our healer. As we ministered on last week concerning the redemptive names of God, we have covered that God is Jehovah Jireh. We have covered that God is Jehovah Shammah. And now we're going a little deeper into the fact that God is Jehovah Rapha, or Jehovah Raphi, as you see on the screen, but also Jehovah Rafika. And all of these redemptive names simply mean that he is the Lord, our healer. When we look at the scriptures, amen, we know that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So the more times we hear the word on any subject, it begins to build our faith in that subject. Thank you, ushers. In Psalms 103, verse 2 through 3, and you don't have to turn there, I'm going to go through a series of scriptures to simply build our faith. Amen. And from this particular translation, the scripture says, "Praise Yahweh, my soul, and don't forget all his benefits, who forgives all your sins, who heals all your diseases." Repeat after me. Say, "Father, you're the healer of all diseases." In Isaiah 30, verse 26, the scripture says, "Moreover, the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold as the light of 7 days. In the day that Yahweh binds up," or Rophi, binding up meaning heals the hurt of his people, "and heals," Rophi, "the stroke of their wounds." Jesus is the healer and the binder of the hurting. He's the one that brings healing. In Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1, the scripture says, "The Spirit of the Lord, Elohim, is on me, because Yahweh has anointed me to preach good news to the humble. He has sent me to bind up," again, Rophi, "the brokenhearted." He's the healer of the brokenhearted. "To proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound." In Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 22, he says, "Return, you backsliding children. I will heal," Rophi is the word in the Hebrew, "your backsliding. Behold, we are come to you, for you are Yahweh our God." God is the only one we can come to heal us, even in the midst of a backsliding heart. Jeremiah 30, verse 17a says, "For I will restore," Rophi, "health to you, and I will heal you of your wounds," says Yahweh. In Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5, the scripture says, "But he was wounded because of our crimes, crushed because of our sins. The disciplining that makes us whole fell on him, and by his bruises," or King James says, "stripes, we are healed. Psalms 30, verse 2 through 3 says, O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Psalms 147 and 3 says, He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. God is the healer of the broken heart. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 23, the scripture says, New Testament, And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. God is the healer of all sickness and the healer of all diseases. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 24, And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people. Somebody say all. All sick people that were taken with diverse diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had palsy, and he healed them. Jesus is the healer of every ailment. Matthew 12 and 15, the scripture says, But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. Tell somebody, he healed them all. Let your neighbor know, say, neighbor, I qualify for God's healing. Tell him again, say, neighbor, I qualify for God's healing. I want you to know this morning that if you have been saved today, you qualify for the fullness of everything God has for you. Salvation not only includes the salvation of the soul, but it also includes the healing of the spirit, the healing of the wounds, the healing of the body. God is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord thy God that healeth us. We have to receive what he has already done. Shout, I am healed. I am healed. I am healed. Regardless of the report, regardless of how you feel, before you leave this place, the anointing of God will drive out all sickness and disease physically, emotionally, spiritually, because of who God is. When he said that I am, what he meant was, I am the only source of everything good. If you need it, that's what I am. That's what qualifies me as God, because I am that I am. If it's sickness, I am the healing. If it's lack, I am the provision. If it's comfort, I am there. Everything that you need, God says, I am. You just have to go to the right source. He says, I am. I am Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth thee. As we said on last week, there's nothing wrong with going to the doctor for a diagnosis. There's nothing wrong with taking a painkiller to relieve pain. But I do want you to know this to comfort you today, that when we've come to the point where the doctors can't give any answer, remember that's Jehovah Rapha. And that same God that can heal, when we come to the place that we can't find anybody else, he can heal even if we decide to go to him versus the doctor. Be it unto us according to our faith. But faith only comes as we build it. And we build our faith through receiving God's word. If there's sickness today, God is a healer. If there's emotional pain, discouragement, hurt, bitterness, God is a healer. He is Jehovah Rapha. I want to introduce you this morning to three individuals, and we're going to go home. In John chapter 4, verse 49 through 54, you can turn there with me. I want to talk to you about Peter's mother-in-law. In John chapter 4, verse 49 through 54, the scripture reads from the King James Version. In fact, no, I substituted Peter's mother-in-law for this particular instance. And John 4:49-54, it says, the nobleman said unto him, sir, come down ere my child die. Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy son liveth. I want you to notice that statement. In the natural, the nobleman said, my son or my child die. Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy son liveth. It's one thing for us to see something in the natural. It's another thing for God to speak something that actually is. Because if God says it, it becomes what he says. Even if you look at it in the natural and it feels a certain way, that does not change who God is and what he says. It's obvious that the child was dead. But Jesus looked at the situation knowing that he was the resurrection and the life and understanding the power of his word, that when he spoke, that child had to live. I want to help you understand who you are this morning. The power of life and death is in our tongue. If you would adjust the air for just a minute, the power of life and death is in our tongue. Do this with me, if you will. I want you to say three times, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy. Say it. Again, say, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy. Now try this, say, I'm mad, I'm mad, I'm mad. Again, say, I'm mad, I'm mad, I'm mad. You can try to fight it if you want, but our words have power. And just as sure as you declare, you're happy, even if you're mad, your mind, your emotions, everything about you, you have to fight not being happy because you're speaking it. But many times we're blinded by what we see and feel versus what we really want concerning the promises of God. Look at your neighbor and say, I will live. Tell him I am healed. My body is strong. Yeah. See, as you begin to say what God says, now your faith is connecting with your confession and things are beginning to happen. We can't let our circumstances dictate to us what's going on because circumstances are always changing. Circumstances never remain the same, but you can control your circumstances through your faith and your tongue. Because whether we know it or not, we're constantly creating an atmosphere for ourselves through what we believe and what we release out of our vocal cords on a consistent basis. He says here, Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy son liveth. Depending on this noble man's faith, that had to be a very confusing statement. For him to come to Jesus, meaning he knew that Jesus was a source of life. He had to know that Jesus was the healer or he wouldn't have even come to him. But his mind, I'm sure, was saying, Jesus, how can you say he liveth when I know the boy is dead? Child of God, how can you say I'm healed when they diagnosed me with A, B, and C diagnosis? How can you say that? Well, because the truth said you are healed. And the scripture says, whose report will you believe? Do you believe the report of what your body says? Or do you drive out the sickness and disease with the faith and the word of God? Jesus said, you liveth. Jesus says, you're healed. What report will you believe? My emotions are healed. I'm no longer a backslider. My mind is healed. My body is sound. I believe that I live because God said it, and every demon of sickness has to be driven out because I am the healed of the Lord. Jehovah Rapha has.
We want to talk to people tonight.
Thank you for joining us for the Discipleship Now radio broadcast. We pray that you have received revelation from God's word and inspiration from his spirit. If you have questions, comments, or would like to contact our ministry, please send your letters to P.O. Box 1533, DeRidder, Louisiana, 70634.